his name?
Capital 263.
Over hangover, 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 over hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, it ain't over. Try to make a back of memory over and over. Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, it ain't over. Can't find a single piece of me, game over.
Yo, Zimbabwe, what's poppin'? It's the Hangover Show. You already know what it is. If this is your first time tuning in, this is the podcast that explores bubble culture as we have it in Zim. And today I have an unexpected visitor. And then I have our guest. Chike, what's poppin'? Chike is the unexpected visitor. I mean, I'm go bone, go piango yonge mepo. And our guest is Aisha. What's poppin'?
Nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. You excited?
Yeah, I'm super excited.
You ready?
Super excited.
Super, super excited.
I feel like jumping out of my chair right
now. Hey, it's a hangover effect. So, yeah, stay tuned for withdrawals. Don't go anywhere. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to withdrawals.
Come on,
freak
of the week.
Are you I don't know what's wrong, but welcome to withdrawals, guys. So, what do we do this weekend? Aisha, go first. Where were you at?
The weekend. You know, Pat Ranking was around.
US challenges. I really wanted to go, but shit.
Pat Ranking was around.
Yeah. Did you go?
Yeah, we went.
How was it?
It was amazing. You guys should have come through.
Listen, question. What time did he perform? Because international artists have a habit of performing at 3 a.m.
I think he performed early. I think probably 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll start the program. No? We were supposed to perform it around midnight, 1 a.m., midnight day.
I think a lot of artists were.
There
like
were
that.
A lot of open.
So,
They always do that. They always put like smazzy opening acts. And you're like, but like, what are you doing?
No, but it keeps the crowd hype though.
True, but then like you're, one
you, you can feel like Marionga Shanda. You know, when you go to a gig like that, and you know.
What did you do, Jenge? Okay, so was Pet Ranking the only thing you did this weekend?
Pet Ranking.
Were you hanging
it,
on?
Okay. She said.
Oh, you're not going to miss it.
Yeah.
Guys.
And went to the after party.
Where was that? There was a whole after party. Where was it?
Connect.
Guys, went to.
There was VIP treatment. Nami.
Nami.
Connect is like the new. 1+1, right?
It is, basically. Although I haven't been to, you know how 1+1 reopened as Wood, though? Wood Sensation. Yeah. I haven't been there yet. I have so much FOMO. Can I connect? Okay.
Can I tell you something crazy?
What?
I've never been by Sankai.
You've never? At least I'm not the only one who's been to a club that everyone has been to. You've never been there.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Why?
I don't know.
Have you tried to? Did you try?
Well, when the boys went there, I mean, I was just like, yo,
Yeah. But apparently it's there under the renovations. And okay, please, can I ask over after renovations? Thank you. Chenge, what did we do this weekend?
I would have wanted to skip this question.
Why?
I did nothing.
I don't believe that. I feel like that's a very shady statement.
No, that's true. These days I'm more chilled at home.
These days or these pockets?
These pockets.
Okay.
You always have the right words, Lala.
These daily breads.
These daily breads are not allowing us to be outside.
These daily breads. So, what did I do? I had a games night. I hosted a games night. at Club Lou.
Hold up. Oh, hold up. You have my number, right?
You have my number too. What's your point?
Who was hosting the game night?
Yeah.
Who was hosting the game night?
It was me and KG Caterings and Events.
So who invites who?
Listen. Okay. You got me this time. But yeah, I had a games night. It was a first time event. And it was pretty... Okay. For a first time event, you...
Was it packed?
Oh, no, not really. Mm. But the people that did pull through did actually participate in the games. And for me, that was like more than enough. You know what I mean? Like, it's a first time event and it was I was so humbled. I learned a lot of things that we did wrong that we need to re-strategize and do right the next time. But it was a learning curve.
Wait, give me a ring.
Ku Klux Blue or the race course.
Well, okay. I thought it was in your house. I don't do game nights at clubs.
It's not like, you know what?
In the house.
Whatever. But yeah, and then it was a very crazy night. Went to Pablo's after that. Mm-hmm. And then we tried to go to Connect. But this is what happened. Got there around 3, right? And then I think the person who meant to go inside with, I mean, I was too high to remember, really. Before I knew it, Ndagazungo Nogamwood. I'm not a quitter, but I'm just saying that's what happened. But anyway, events to look forward to on the 25th of May. We have Fiesta ZBC Sports Club Bank Sports Club Vinona, DJ Chuck Narcissus, Abisha Palma, Too Bad, Fuji, Rewab 7. We have Langton B. We have DJ Sims, y'all. It starts at 2 midday and $10 per person. VIP $20 and $15 per cooler box. So.
Alright.
Panapa Paganzi, $10. Abana ku specify kuti USD, kuti RT, ndikungo verengo fly. Nam shame. And then we have Feels Festival on the 18th of May, y'all, at Motor Action Sports Club, powered by Draco Entertainment. Yes, shout out. It starts at 2 p.m. till late. Wait, you're performing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yes. Doing the damn things. It's $10 advance tickets between 1st of May and the 9th of May. And then it's $15 between the 10th of May and the 17th of May. And then at the gate, it's $20. So start getting your tickets now. Hit me up if you need a ticket. And yeah, we also have tomorrow, actually, the 1st of May, we have Francesca release album launch. King 98, he's going to have Davido. He's going to have Nasty C, XQ, Nadia Nakai. What?
Francesca is a guy.
It's the name of his album.
Oh. I thought that was the name of the guy.
We're going to have Tammy Moyo. Shout out to you, babe. We're going to have Shashil, Union 5, and DJ Silence Bosch. It's at Wingate Sports Club. It's advance tickets, $10. See, I want to know about USD.
No, I don't know.
Then $20 VIP, $50 VVIP, all Jam shops, Chicken Hut outlets for your tickets. So yeah, visit that. And that's what's up for the weekend. So I'm gonna share. I also share your
beat.
This weekend. It's tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow is the 1st
yeah.
of May.
Yeah. It's a holiday.
Ah.
So yeah, but that being said and done, stay tuned. Anzi Mozoma, Anzi Mozoma, Mira Mabia, Mama. Uncle Everton, this song gets me every damn time. You're welcome to the buzz. And today's topic, okay, listen carefully. Should nightclubs accommodate for pregnant women? Should you even be pregnant and hitting the club? What are your thoughts, guys?
Come on, sticky.
You know, I'm thinking like there's a lot of things to
yeah, there is.
But then I personally don't think
mm-hmm.
There should be like special treatment for women with pregnancy.
You can't say that because first of all you don't know when she's going to when she's going to faint. You don't know. And also I think for me it's about the drinks.
I'm
I'll get to shake her, you know, her bootang with the baby bump also.
I don't see that working. I don't know.
Okay, Aisha,
I think it depends with the, you know, mm-hmm. with how old the pregnancy is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
If we can see the bump, I don't think it's okay. Uh-huh. You should stay at home. But if we cannot see the bump, I think, you know,
yeah.
you can be pardoned for, you know, that
reason. No, can also say it's cool.
Okay, so you're saying if can I see the gooneka, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
So can I have gooneka, it's a problem.
Yeah, it begins to affect a lot of people.
And from what I know, is no offense to anybody, but then, you know, because I didn't know that single school because I was in class. You know,
what do you mean?
So, I mean, like, you're in the club, pregnant. Just gonna send this vibe.
Okay, so my co-host just walked in. He is late as fuck.
Yo.
But
what's happening, Lana?
What's up?
Very much.
Chicha gonna
know. Put up in traffic.
Uh huh.
You know the drill.
He's like, you know. Okay, so it's the buzz.
Yeah.
And the topic is, should clubs accommodate for pregnant women? Should you even be pregnant and hitting the clubs?
Hell no.
Hell no to what?
To pregnant women being at clubs.
Why?
It's not safe for the baby.
In what sense?
In everything. I mean, why are you even
clubbing?
It makes no sense.
Like, people are smoking, but smoking as well.
Josh and Dati, should clubs accommodate?
No,
they shouldn't.
Okay, guys, imagine this, right? Let's just say panica section where there's no smoking.
Kamami section.
Exactly. Kamami to B section, nah. You know. You can still enjoy your music, have your drinks, maybe have like a menu for them that has alcohol and non-alcoholic energy cocktails. There's no smoking. It's very comfy. She's just there. She's trying to have a good time.
That'll be boring.
I feel like if she's pregnant, she should just wait for the
Okay, but it's uncomfortable for who? For her or for the rest of you guys?
For the rest of us.
It's, in what sense?
And for her as well.
It just makes the whole scene unease for everybody.
Scientifically, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, explain.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, have you ever noticed how it is like, and you see these pregnant women out there and they're looking at these father. And
you know when those judgment niggas are dropping the drink.
We just don't want a scenario whereby we end up having, you know, babies that are affected. You know?
Okay, I feel like y'all keep attacking this and everything, but I feel like the real issue is with y'all than it is with the pregnant person.
It's not about the pregnant person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the pregnant person. It's about the pregnancy.
Okay.
We don't care about the mother, really.
You care about the unborn child.
Yeah. Exactly.
But ask kung adoro.
No. Exactly. They just said it. I feel like with women, when they become pregnant, they have to conduct themselves in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's no point in actually being in a club when you're pregnant because what are you doing there?
Dancing. I'm having a good time.
But you're pregnant.
So what? You see, y'all are putting you. This is involving a whole lot of issues. There's the whole gender issue going on
and things like that.
No.
What do you mean, no?
So I find this is the same thing as there's a certain age. You also have to find a woman at a certain time.
According to who?
I'm just. I don't know.
Age doesn't matter, yo. We still have those old fans that are coming.
Actually,
to the party,
Ndoma clients and Anna Pablo's my big spenders. Mufunga.
It's really about the baby,
like,
though.
With me, it's like if you're saying, okay, we are allowing pregnant women in the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have pregnant women at 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what?
You're supposed to be sleeping.
Just because I'm pregnant, I'm still human.
Yes, you're still human. Yeah,
I can still do human things. I can still go and have fun. I can still go with my girls and have a girls' night out.
You can do that, but now you're not just. It's not just about you. It's about unborn kids.
But that's what I'm saying. If a club was to create car section that accommodates for me and my unborn one, but still allowing me to have a good time, where's the harm?
You would you feel like lit in a club surrounded with pregnant women?
Listen, I've I remember the last time my days of plus one, right? There was this girl. She was I think 2 years older than me. And she was pregnant and stuff. That girl, daimona, every time, couples one. But she would do her thing, bruh.
Levels of pregnancy, though.
Like, what do you mean? This baby bump was showing.
Just selfishness.
She was shook. I'm sure she was around 5-6 months.
But it will make people one. I think so.
But is it about people? Is it about me having a good time? And I'm pregnant. What do you think?
You're likely to be kicked out.
There's no policy that says no pregnant women are not allowed. Is there? Unless I'm wrong. Enlighten me.
I don't know.
I don't think there's.
See, it's more of a social restriction than it is really, you know, you are not allowed.
It counts.
It brings me back to last week's episode when we were talking about certain things that can happen in the night scene in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were raised on a whole lot of culture and morals.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as we can be wayward, there's a certain aspect that brings us back to sanity.
Mm-hmm.
And just the idea of you being pregnant and being at the club, doesn't make sense.
I don't know, guys. I feel like y'all are forgetting that just because a woman is pregnant don't mean she... What?
Would you go to a club?
I feel like it's a no-brainer.
At what stage would you say no? I'm not going to the club.
I think for me it's more of I'm just not in the mood, or you know, now I'm just at probably 8-9 months where you know you're not advised to, you know, be moving around anyway. You know, maybe, but not kuti. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fine. I'm not drinking any alcohol. I'm keeping myself safe. And I just want to hear a bit of, you know, club music in the actual club. I don't see what the problem is.
Okay.
So, yes, I would hit the club if I was pregnant.
let's try to break this down.
Okay.
All right. What are the bad things that happen at the club?
Well, fights.
That's one.
Getting too drunk. And being vulnerable to a whole lot of things, rape, you know. Okay, I'm considering a woman right now. Do you mean in general or just considering a girl?
Let's consider girls.
Yeah.
Let's consider girls.
You could easily... Okay, it depends who you're with. If you came with me, because, yeah, you can just get ditched.
I was going to say. Now let's look at things that pregnant women should stay away from.
Okay. Alcohol. Smoke. Okay, actually... You're allowed to drink wine when you're pregnant, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, red wine. It's good for your heart. But just allowed one glass.
Early stages of pregnancy.
Okay, Mr. I've been pregnant.
No, it's research. Google.
Yeah. Okay. Smoke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what else in the club.
Personally, I just feel like there are a lot of things that pregnant women shouldn't be exposed to.
Like
that,
what?
That happens at the club.
Picturing club social scenes. Like what?
Like,
okay, question before you get to that. Is it okay for a pregnant woman to go to a scene like Unplugged though?
Yeah.
Maybe the nightclub is too much.
Exactly. I have no problem having pregnant women like in.
But what's the difference? Yeah, like, okay, besides the fact that it's open space.
wait. Yes. But Unplugged accommodates for kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Mascatica.
Mascatica, yeah, bro. So pregnant women by 6 o'clock, we should be home.
No, even Manera, I think it's cool for them to be there. Because this is like a... Like a you
this
know,
is my thing. Mm-hmm. Like the whole idea of having pregnant women at clubs is a no, because I know clubs, they get rowdy, they get violent. You're like going to be end up falling on your belly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up having...
Need to call an ambulance.
But I think we've lost the nyaya here.
Mm-hmm.
What you're talking about is, should clubs accommodate
thank you.
For pregnant?
Should that's, clubs accommodate
my thing is,
for pregnant
okay, the
women?
Moment you're saying you're accommodating, you're allowing, you're permitting it, mm-hmm. it becomes
but
a
it's
habit.
Not like it's not allowed.
That's
the thing. There's certain things that... It's not like there's a disclaimer that they're not allowed, mm-hmm. but people just do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel some type of way when you see, like, the popo.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
You can't run like everybody else.
Okay. Okay. No. So you guys are basically saying that clubs should not accommodate for pregnant women.
But again,
but what reason?
My
there should
opinion.
Probably be clubs for pregnant women.
Thank you. Shout out.
Book
shout
club.
Out.
Book club.
Shout out, Aisha. Listen.
Yeah. You know, when they're playing Lionel Richie.
Okay,
Diallo,
okay. Hold up. What does music have to do with the fact that I'm pregnant?
I don't know.
I can listen to Charlie Black and I'm freaking mind while pregnant. What you mean?
Cultural vibes.
You guys will not dare on a noomba.
No. I could still dare. Any my issue is the mm-hmm. safety of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've seen stuff happen in a club scenario mm-hmm. whereby there was a fight and then this lady was trying to get out of the way and she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. I don't know how.
How many months? Yeah.
Then this guy was pushed, then mm-hmm. ended up bumping into the lady and mm-hmm. she didn't have stability mm-hmm. and she fell.
Oosh.
So imagine a scenario like
that was bad.
Your water breaks. Early labor
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the club, right?
and the water breaks.
Yeah.
The water breaks.
You're attacking this chick, yo.
Unfortunately, I'm the only girl in this freaking situation. But listen, okay, let's round this off.
Yeah.
Chenge, what are you saying?
I think
should clubs accommodate pregnant women? And should pregnant women be hitting the club?
Pregnant women should just stay at home, mm-hmm. enjoy your music at home, enjoy mm-hmm. with your husband, call your friends to just mm-hmm. come and do the thing. That's it. Do not bring your pregnant wife or be pregnant and be in the club. Nah, that don't work.
Ray?
Clubs shouldn't accommodate pregnant women. Mm-hmm. I don't see the point in having pregnant women in clubs, period. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah,
Aisha?
Yeah. Pregnant women should practice yoga every day or something. I think so, for real.
So
exercising or something.
So clubs should not accommodate for them?
No, they should not. That's a no-no.
What's your take?
Listen, girl. I don't care how many months you are, as long as you feel comfortable, you are in good health, you are keeping yourself safe, you ain't drinking, you ain't smoking, and you're just genuinely there to have a good-ass time, I don't see what the problem is. So yes, I do believe that clubs should accommodate and have, because the same way, pane VIP, pane povo, pane VIP, there should be maternity VIP in the freaking club.
Yo, let's be frank about this.
Okay.
How do you, like, enjoy club when you're not drinking or smoking?
See, not everyone needs the influence to have a good time.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that I've seen that can turn up like crazy zero substance.
In the club?
Like, strictly on Red Bull.
I've been in, believe it or not, I've actually been in many times in the club
high,
and I was high. And
elevated.
I mean, I was sober, but listen, I was doing the most. But yeah, like I'm saying, they should be freaking maternity VIP. Just make sure the girl's good. Make sure she's comfortable. Make sure she ain't drinking no alcohol. Girl, have a good time. But just make sure you, in health-wise, you are keeping yourself and your child safe. I really don't see
you
the problem.
You see how complicated this whole situation is already. Listen to how many disclaimers you put out there. The cons and cons. I'm happy freaking woman. But that's a story for another day.
Wow, stay tuned for the trumpet, guys.
Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go.
punk bitch, there you go.
The trumpet, everybody. And today's topic is celebrities have the social scene Bible on lock, right? What do you guys think? I think, Ashen, you should go first.
I don't get the question.
Celebrities have the social scene Bible on lock, right?
What does that mean?
As in, when you're in the social scene, the social environment, you know how to act, you know you have the best time because you're a celebrity. Is it true?
First and foremost, sorry, we need to, like...
define what a celebrity is?
Exactly.
Okay, I think, isn't that, like, come on.
You're famous.
Yeah, like, if you're a well-known public figure, no?
You can be a popular figure, mm-hmm. and not be a celebrity. Because a celebrity, according to the dictionary, it says it's a person who is celebrated. Mm-hmm. So you can be an influencer, but not celebrated.
Yeah.
You get it? So, like, a celebrity is, like, how they describe it is, like, the person that people...
Like Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you celebrate it all over the world.
Let's bring it back to home. Like,
thank
like,
you.
What's a celebrity
in Zimbabwe?
Like, for example, who's a celebrity in Zimbabwe?
Okay, Ja Prayzer, for example.
That's a celebrity.
Yeah, he's celebrated by his fans. And
then what's a public figure?
I think someone like...
names.
I was going to say Porkello, but...
But that's a celebrity.
No, Porkello is a public figure.
But she's celebrated.
No, she's not.
She is.
Gets the same treatment that celebrity gets.
Exactly. I think in Zimga, there's a very thin line between the two.
And word on the street is Porkello.
I think Porkello is like... famous.
Yeah, and that's more on the public figure side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and she's not
celebrated.
Yeah. Bro.
People who are celebrated are people who have accolades, people who have accomplished something.
Yeah.
To who celebrate Pogiano?
Huh?
No.
Or
okay, like NAMA famous. Awards. Like if you get NAMA Awards, you're celebrating.
But of course, it's something that we can always debate about, but like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like...
Is Kim K a celebrity?
Yes, she is.
But she's a public figure. Same as Pogiano.
I think it's so easy to be both.
The reason why Kim K is a celebrity is because she's actually into reality TV. It's a show that people are...
She's like Miss Red.
Reality
but
TV
is... But that's more
is
public
like,
figure no, than it is a celebrity, though.
The thing is, no. If you're on reality TV, you're a celebrity. You bring entertainment. You bring value to people.
Yeah.
Public figures do the same thing.
No, they don't. They just show their lives and they just flash their money and people follow them for that.
I think there's a thin line between...
I did say this. There is a thin line. But anyway, back to the topic. Celebrity. Okay, so we are defining celebrity as someone who is celebrated. Yeah? Okay, so celebrities have the social scene Bible on lock. True? False?
False.
False?
Yeah, that's false.
Why? Because I mean, would expect a celebrity to have, like, you know, because you're well known, you know, you partying is easy, you know, going out is easy, getting into joints, getting into clubs, is it not?
It's actually
a whole channel of things that happen.
Like what? Break like, it down.
You know,
first.
you get like a bunch of management team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
So do you have to go out to with your management team?
No, not like. It's not like you have mm-hmm. the Bible, whatever you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a contribution of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the ideas, you don't even have them.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I was thinking, this.
Also, you're basically saying sometimes it's not even your choice.
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes you find yourself in a social scene or at an event or at a club, mm-hmm. not necessarily because you want to,
yeah.
but because you
but
have a brand and everything.
Brand, yeah.
Okay.
You have to do it.
Makes sense. Okay. So would you say that it's been very hard for a celebrity to have a social life that's separate from work? In terms of like.
It gets to a point where it is hard. Uh-huh. Yeah, just to a point where...
Hard because you don't know how to party anymore just as you?
Or no, not you don't
because
know.
You have a whole system to go through?
Not, no, it's not like that, but mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, I've seen like artists who are really famous mm-hmm. and who are successful. Mm-hmm. They can't even like go outside their gate because mm-hmm. paparazzi is always there. Mm-hmm. Unless you bring a motor, but then you don't boot. So it becomes difficult for you, mm-hmm. you know, to like have a social, a normal life. You would say, yo, guys, I need to go get ice cream or something. Mm-hmm. You can't.
You no longer have a privacy,
yeah.
period.
Yeah.
Because and everything that you do is critic. Mm-hmm. So whether you do something that is best for yourself, mm-hmm. There's always going to be someone who feels like they need to add their two cents to that. Mm-hmm. So I think the key is, I don't know, that's just my opinion, that, you know, you should just do you. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, if you then try to please people, you can't please everybody.
Yeah, you
we have seen a whole lot of artists, mm-hmm. public figures, celebrities, whatever, mm-hmm. fall because they're trying to please a certain group of people and this group of people, and they end up crashing because that's not who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's something I fear as well.
Yeah.
You know, like...
As in, as an artist?
It means your conscience. It means you're conscious about your surrounding, because yeah. I feel like if you... at a place of influence and you know you are within the zone of being a public figure or
it's not a game you're playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pretty much.
Chenge, what you think?
I really don't know.
would you expect a celebrity to have the social life seen easy?
Yeah, probably because in Zim, I guess people get jealous at some points, like you get to a club and you're a celebrity, and they try to carry themselves in some way. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. they try to carry themselves in some way, and usually my bounce on the guy that was what I was in.
Dindi balls now.
So at the end of the day, it's funny like a clash. So I don't know. Like I still remember this time, like. There's a time that Davido came through,
yeah.
and he went by Pablo and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And he was partying and he was doing this whole thing and he was standing on the couches and stuff. And the Pablo's manager was like, "Dude,
get down
from there." So,
did he listen?
Obviously.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah,
because you know how there's some celebrities that are ruby, like now you know who I am, Chi.
But I think now, like. Mm-hmm. My celebrities in Zim, mm-hmm. usually kinda, there are very few one year from but so many of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think also like also with to do with the whole celebrity bible, mm-hmm. there's a lot to do with the branding concept, mm-hmm. of, you know, the person, mm-hmm. in a connection, because like for example him, mm-hmm. I already know that he's got a team that he works with,
yeah.
but you find someone who's in the same line of work that he does, right, mm-hmm. but they don't have management already, mm-hmm. he's a step ahead, mm-hmm. because one thing I've realized is, mm-hmm. some creatives feel like they can do everything on their own, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. a big lie, mm-hmm. because you don't know everything, mm-hmm. you don't have all the connections, mm-hmm. sometimes it's just key to have that team that will actually keep you grounded, mm-hmm. and advise you the right way, because I see some celebrities that we have here, mm-hmm. they end up in all sorts of news, mm-hmm. like you mentioned something, mm-hmm. just now,
mm-hmm. okay, yeah
so
I'll wait for that shit.
So there's certain things that, you know, people yeah. just need
but,
to be.
But they say that wasn't her though.
Yeah.
Listen, that's exactly. Okay, which one?
The Pokello.
The one?
With Dana.
No,
the new one.
Oh, there's another one?
Today.
What?
Drops
what? Today.
This is what I think. I think maybe that video was in her phone, yeah, or whatever. And then she was trying to forward it to someone. Then it ended up on a story.
Did you see it?
But yeah. It wasn't her account though.
Yeah, I know.
Did it look like her?
No, this is the thing. Like, mm-hmm. the account, mm-hmm. like, you know how her account has that whole verification thing?
Yeah.
So this account that posted didn't have that, but it had the similar stories on her page.
Oh.
So the one of her talking about watching Game of Thrones with her son, mm-hmm. then the next one.
Okay, so did, yeah.
did, uploaded by
did anyone exactly. see yeah. this video? Did it look like her?
It was up for like 5 minutes, then it was taken down.
Did it look like her?
No, it's just...
What's happening in the video?
Hands meeting.
With...
I don't
okay.
know.
But honestly, I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if it's not true, because I feel like Pokelo has kind of gone past the point of still doing sex tapes. I feel like the first one was definitely a strategy and it did work for her and she's there now. Then again, Ajramunarambirwe, you know what I mean?
But I think my sex tape are not gonna, I don't know how people do that. Public, but then I think it's no good. Well, that
my question is, how is there even a phone whilst you're fucking? But anyway, back to the topic. Personally, I think that when you're a celebrity, like, I think I've local celebrities. I have a couple of friends that are, you know, local big names, and I have gone out with them, and I do see the difference, because like one of them is more, you know, I'm a brand. I need to be very careful what I'm doing, because journalism, you know, people and stuff like that. And you find that always then puts us in a box when we then go out, because, you know, I'm here and I'm long and I'm doing the most in these streets. I don't care, right? But at the same time, I want my person to have a good time as well. But I can see because are you restricted in that? But I understand. And then there's another type where, yes, they're a brand or whatever, but when it's time to get down and diggy, it's time to get down and diggy. So I feel like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes as a celebrity, it's just more about who you are, what you value, and like, because as much as you're a brand, I do believe you are allowed to live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes I just feel like your actual self-restriction, it's more of self-restriction. It's more of you putting yourself through the greatest mindfuck that who's going to see me? What if they take a picture? What if they post them? Whatever like that.
But isn't that the reason for the VIP? Like, Carol's VIP, people...
But now that doesn't apply to people like Beyonce. Mm.
Because I know Beyonce probably they do that shit, but then they have their private parties happening. Wherever.
Never yeah, but she can no longer like walk to a store or something.
She no more. Yeah. Ish. So I guess it also just then all comes down to how far have you gone as a celebrity.
But it's
yeah.
But it's
and where you're at.
I was watching this interview where this guy Don Cheadle was talking about how he's a celebrity in America.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were worried because when they went to the UK, how people, if they walked out of the pub, how people were going to be like, oh, yeah. Then they walked out of and nobody noticed. No one even knew who they were.
Like, why are you stressing?
Like, why are you stressing, fam? You know, so it's crazy. Like,
yeah. And I think that's another issue. I feel like sometimes, especially locally, a lot of these Zim celebrities think they're celebrities, but really you're not.
Stop where we are, but then,
you know what I'm saying? You know, you're really not
you're
there yet. Okay, so conclusion. What are we saying? Are we saying that celebrities don't necessarily have the social life easy? Aishan?
I think it depends.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends with where you are and, you know, like, what kind of person are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ray?
We can have, like, a very known person.
Yeah.
What's up on Bama Street?
Mm-hmm.
But it still depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I concur. I mean, I feel like it depends on where you at, like what you were just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people might be known just in their hood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people from the other side of town, they don't know. Then you've got people who know you nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends, like what he said.
Cenge?
Yeah, it's all about level.
It's all about levels.
Levels.
Yeah.
So, like, Aisha is here and people will be like, ah. Then there's another celebrity like Lala. People just like, I don't know this person. So,
who
like, I guess it's about levels.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's at the end of the day, yes, you're a celebrity, but you are yourself at the end of the day. So, I guess, yes, you are a brand. Yes, you do have things to consider. You can't necessarily do things that someone else who doesn't represent a brand can do. But at the same time, I do feel like you're still allowed to have fun and have a good time and not feel like, you know, you're partying for the rest of Zimbabwe. You
but
feel
just,
what I mean?
Just to add on to that, these days, if you know that you're in a position, you're gonna, maybe you're going to be a public figure or a celebrity, you have to, like, look at what you're doing now, because at the end of the day, people will just dig up. The moment you become a celebrity, people will dig up your past.
Yeah.
Your old tweets.
But yo, I was going to say,
those are facts. Yeah.
Like, the game is changing now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, the whole crew that's coming in, of these young artists doing their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually feel like this is Zimbabwe's year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, judging from what has been happening so far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, crazy songs are coming from people, yo.
There's like a great wave of raw
of
talent.
New stuff, yeah.
Culture is bloody changing, guys. So
this year is going to be the year.
Not ready.
The new sheriff in town.
Yes. Stay tuned for the lounge.
Do what I do like I'm doing for TV.
I see you feeling it. I see you. Yo, guys, welcome to the lounge. And this is where our guest gets to shine. And like I mentioned earlier on, Aishan is our guest today. And in case y'all don't know him, if you know the song, Kure, 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 that's the man in the building. So, Aishan, who is Aishan? What's your hustle? What are you about? And what should people expect from you as a person and as an artist?
Well, Aishan is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Where do you want me to start? Where
anywhere,
I was born?
Anywhere.
Or...
Listen. Anyway, it's your time
to
shine.
No, because I have a whole.
You pick what you want us to know.
Okay. Okay. I was born in Kuruwe. Do you guys know Kuruwe?
What's that?
Do you guys know Mzarabani?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Like, Kuruwe is part of Mzarabani. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's where I was born. You know, I grew up there, and then we moved to Mvurwe.
Mm-hmm.
I did my primary school. I did my ECD,
mm-hmm.
my primary school, a little bit of my high school there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I was there at the primary school, I joined the school choir.
Okay.
So
that's when it all started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, like the choir master,
mm-hmm.
she forced me to sing Turner, and I didn't want to sing Turner.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to lead, but I wasn't confident enough to tell her, yo, may I want to lead? So, you know, I just like chilled by the back, you know, singing Turner,
mm-hmm.
the national anthem and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like, yeah, I can do more than what I'm doing right now in terms of music.
Mm-hmm.
So, I still remember, like, the first time I went into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was my brother's, like, my cousin's.
Yeah.
He had a studio. His name was Tafazwa.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bedroom studio.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know. Okay. I just got some Christian Grey ideas. I'm in this. Okay.
He had a bedroom studio, so... I told him, yo, I want to record. He was like, have you ever recorded before?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nah, let's do it. And then we recorded a song, and funny enough, I still remember the song.
Did you hate it? Did you like it?
No, I like it, but it sounds funny now. You know,
okay.
But I liked it. But I guess I'm not going to sing it for you guys. I'm just going to pass.
Okay.
So,
but
you
sing
know,
the song.
No, I'm going to pass.
I want to hear the song, man. I
didn't
hear everybody
want to hear
the song.
You're going to
blast.
So, you know I got the skills.
So we recorded the song. Then I thought, yeah, maybe I'm good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started going to the studios, mm-hmm. recording.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought I could do more again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into the beats.
Mm-hmm.
I started making beats.
So you make beats?
Yeah.
That's dope.
I make beats.
I didn't know that.
Producer is like a proper artist.
Okay. All right. I did get this part of the tea.
The whole package.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I found myself here in Harare, you know, chasing my dream.
Shout
out. I gotta say, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like, to break into the industry, it's a hard thing. And when it happens, yo, I don't know. You can't even react to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, so this is what I've been, you know, like,
I'm there
working for.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell you it's about 6 years now since I was trying to break into the industry.
That's crazy.
And it was hard as hell.
But you know what's crazy? It always takes that one song, that one beat. And I feel like for you, it's kure.
I didn't even expect
that it, shit is playing on radio every, like, you've got the airwaves going crazy over that song.
Fun fact is the first song I heard of him was Dololo, right? And
I love that song though.
Same.
Wait,
yeah, like,
Dololo. No. Is that the one?
No.
Okay, never mind.
So like, jokes. We were actually on our way to Mutare, and my homie just was like, I've got some new local tracks. I got them from Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
And they just started playing. I kid you not, we played that song, I think, for like 30 minutes straight.
What?
Because I was like, how come we don't have this music on radio?
Radio, yeah.
Because it was a proper polished product for me, personally. Because you know me, I create music. But I felt like it was a raw, authentic sound. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I actually said this. And I said, this guy is going to be big, right? Then fast forward, we 2019.
And there's Kure.
Smash hit.
Doing the thing. I'm excited to hear more from you. Shout out. I'm excited to hear more from you.
They've been cooking though.
But yeah, like I'm actually planning on doing a video for the song. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just gonna go back in the studio and like add a few things.
Yeah, okay. I love that song, man.
And then I'll do like a video for it.
That song is dope.
If you hear
that song
it,
is
I think
dope.
You like it.
What song is this?
Dololo.
Okay, I need. I'm gonna look for it and I'm gonna hear it.
So, fast forward, Kure, da 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 da. It's so quick, yo.
Kure. I can imagine.
Like, I found myself taking pictures with Pato Ranking. I wasn't even planning about that. I'm like, okay.
I'm just interested to find out like what inspired the songwriting in that song, because it carries so golden nuggets. Like, it's a song that it's like timeless music.
Mm.
It's a song that you know you can listen to. It's one of those songs that our parents used to listen to when they were like our age.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward, they still jamming. You know, like Tuku
shit.
Tracks?
Songs that's still
relevant.
I don't know how I made this song, though. It's crazy. You know, like when I made like, I think it's a few months ago. When I made the beat, I finished making the beat. I recorded a love song, and then I started like, you know, sampling, listening to the song.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it that much,
mm-hmm.
and then I deleted everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started listening to the beat again.
Mm-hmm.
So this other day, I'm chilling in the balcony, and you know, we're doing our stuff with the boys. Mm-hmm. You know, getting happy.
You are one naughty little boy. You should think he's like doing the things with the boys.
So you know, we're feeling good, and T-Gone pops up. Mm-hmm. Yo guys, what's up? Yo, we're talking. I was like, yo, dude, listen to this beat. That's how I asked to go into a collab.
Shout out.
That's crazy.
So, I know.
He listened to the beat and he was like, let's do something motivational, something local, something cultural. And then he came up with the kure, 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 the part.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started like writing everything from that part.
Wow.
Until the song was done within 3 hours.
You are joking. And it's crazy like how most of these hits are made like this, like Bad Energy.
Yeah.
Same WhatsApp group. It's a chill session that becomes a whole vibe. But yo, man, okay, that's very interesting. So we're about to play a game with you. It's called THO Game. Are you ready? I want you to tell me the first thing.
No, I'm not ready.
Listen, it's okay, you'll never be ready. But I want you to say the first thing that comes to your head. Okay.
I hope this is not hard.
Sunday is the best day too.
Fudgy.
What?
It's the best day to fudgy.
What's fudgy?
Have you not had fudgy Sundays?
Am I lost?
Fudge.
Like chocolate fudge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting. Okay. If the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
Hennessy.
How is Hennessy a cocktail, son?
We don't drink cocktails, so we don't know
is
much about cocktails.
Why are you trying to impose that shit on him?
Not.
Uh-uh. Okay, we're going to take Hennessy.
Hennessy.
You have 5 words to tell us about your perfect weekend of fun. I'm counting for you. 5 words. Not sentences, but words.
Words.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Okay. I thought you were going to say weed, but anyway. What?
What? Hot.
Hot.
Exciting.
Exciting.
Noisy.
Okay. All right. You meet the love of your life in the club. What would they be doing?
Smoking a shisha or something.
Okay. So you like girls that smoke shisha?
You're going to have a lot of love.
Oh, you no, like, smoke, I don't like girls that relevant. Smoke other things.
Okay.
I see you. Okay. Who would you rather party with, Beyonce or Rihanna, and why?
Rihanna.
Why?
Because
she's sexy AF. But okay, whiskey versus vodka.
Whiskey.
Cider versus beer.
Cider.
Rum versus gin.
Rum.
Lager versus draft.
Lager.
Okay, last question. Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? And who would you kill? Anyone. Random. Someone we know, someone we don't know. We don't care. Who would you fuck?
I would fuck my girlfriend.
Okay. All right. There's a missus. Okay. Who would you marry?
I would marry the love of my life.
Okay. Is this the girlfriend?
We're getting there. We're getting there. No, because I have to be honest with you. Yeah. I have to be. We are in love.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's something that's brewing. Okay, it's something that's there. Brewing.
All right. So who would you kill?
We understand.
I would kill the devil.
You would kill the devil?
Yeah.
Okay. That's very interesting. All right. So
kill the devil.
That's about it for this week's episode. Shout out to Aishan. I hope you had fun. Did you have fun?
I had fun. Shout out to Tien.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You should give
a shout out to your people and also give us your social handles as well.
Exactly.
So people can hit you up.
A big shout out to the Kuru clan. They all know themselves. Chris, Marcus, Tom, Kanta, Draco, Kev, you know.
Draco! Okay. So social media handle?
Aishan Music Official everywhere.
Okay.
Facebook, it's Aishan WB.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted.
Okay, Aishan, though.
Huh?
Does it have an A or it starts with an I?
It starts with an I.
Aishan.
All right, man. So that's it for this week's episode. You know it's your girl Lala. You find me on Instagram, Lala Machonisa. DM me, let me know what's poppin'. Follow us on IG, The Hangover Show Zim, on Twitter, The Hangover Show Z double Europe.
It's your boy Europe. You already know. Scope guy. Let's get it.
Yeah, man. Chenge. Kando okay to my social media.
Chenge has been smiling since
the
show started.
Just the guy who just dropped in.
He literally came in like the wind. I was like, what?
Yeah, so it's Team Ensemble and Chenge 101 everywhere.
Yo, man.
Shout out to THO.
Hey, yes, and we are about to leave you with a fire dope club mix from DJ Blake. Enjoy it. Stay safe. See you next week. Have fun. We love you.
X-rated meltdown of the power culture.
The Hangover Show with DJ Blackie.
Yeah.
Weezy, Cheek.
Back home smoking legal. I got more slaps than the Beatles. Foreign shit running on diesel, dawg. Playing with my name, this shit is lethal, dawg. But Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dawg. Don't just say it now, you gotta show me. What you gotta do? Bring the clip back empty. You asked to see the ball, so they sent me, dawg. I just broke her off with a 10-piece, dawg. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dawg. Just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't going playing ball, but I'll show you how the fuck you gotta do.
I'ma be, I'ma be, I'ma, I'ma, I'ma be, I'ma I'ma be
rich, baby. What?
I'ma be
baby, check me out.
I'ma be
on top, never stop.
I'ma be
freaking hurt.
I'ma be
the upgraded new. I'ma be the advanced brother with soul. I'ma be worldwide, international. I'ma be in Rio, rockin' Tokyo. I'ma be brilliant with my millions. Loan out a billion to get back a trillion. I'ma be a brother, but my name ain't Lehman. I'ma be a bank, I be loaning out. Honey's in debt, they be bouncing them checks, but I don't really mind when they bouncing them checks. I'ma be rich, baby. Stick with the flow and the goal is to rock the whole globe. I'ma be the future, I'ma be the whole. Reason why you even wanna come to a show, you can hear while I'm rocking and I'm kicking.
Hey yo, look like I'm going for a swim. Dunk on them, now I'm swinging off the rim. Coming off the bench while I'm coming off the court fully drenched. Here goes some hater rain, get your thirst quenched. Style doing them in this bird very trench. These birds copy every word, every inch. But gang gang got the hammer and the wrench. I pull up in that quarter milli off the lot. Oh, now she trying to be friends like I forgot. Show off my diamonds like a sign by the rock. Ain't pushing out his baby telly by the rock. Ayo, I been on, bitch, you been con. Bentley tints on, Fendi prints on. I mean, I been song. X-Men been song. He keep on dialing Nikki like the Prince song. I been on, bitch, you been con. Bentley tints on, Fendi prints on. Ayo, I been on, Laura been crop. Play say Chung Lee, drop the bins
on. Hey, my lady, yeah. If you know you bad, yeah. Don't need no man, got your own bag, put up your hand.
You a top knot, let me holler.
In and out. Slang it out, hit the road. Honk it out, down, shout it, you can eat. If you got some good play, if you got some good head on your shoulders, if you got some good play, if you never let a hoe tip you over, if you bought your check, drink more wet, know the they wet. I need all that, tattoos on the back, I see all that. Yeah, I already got a man, I ain't tryna be out
of that. I'm just trying to be. By the end of the night, lil mama so bad and my booty so tight. When I hit from the back, don't fuss, don't fight. When I put it in your mouth, don't scratch, don't bite. Showing up, money I'm pulling up, liquor I'm pulling up. Go get you another cup. I told her shorty what's up, told her I'm trying to cut, and then I slapped the dead on the butt.
Okay, my lady, yeah. If you know you bad, yeah. Don't need no man, got your own bed, put up your head. You're a top knot.
I might give away a million bucks. I think I might give away a brand new truck. Cause I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. Cause I feel good. I think I might take a lot of shopping spree. You in the club, goddamn, all drinks on me. Cause I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. Cause I feel good.
Hey, I'm introducing to y'all a new dance. It's called the money dance. You pull the money out your pocket like this. You put your hands in the air like this. And you simply just bounce.
Throw it all around.
Kuenda kuchiboro tengo kaya hii haiti. Nazo pura meso,
Capital 263.